The European Court of Human Rights should pay proper regard to the democratic role of national parliaments and the decisions of domestic courts, Justice Secretary Kenneth Clark said on the 26th of April, earlier this week. He was taking part in a European ministerial conference, speaking at a Council of Europe conference on the future of the European Court of Human Rights. The Justice Secretary made clear the UK will continue to press for reform of the court in the wake of increasing concern over controversial judgments and the backlog of more than 140,000 cases. Speaking prior to the conference, Kenneth Clark said this: "In the UK, we believe that the principles of the rule of law and the independence of the judiciary are fundamental to democracy. A country in which the government never loses a court case is not one in which most of us would wish to live. However, we always believe the courts exist to serve the democracies over which they have jurisdiction. The UK has always been a strong supporter of the European Court of Human Rights, but at times the court has been rather too ready to substitute its own judgment for that of national courts, without giving enough weight to the strength of the domestic legal system, or allowing for genuine differences of national approach. There is also an urgent need to make sure that the court's efficiency is improved so that its vast backlog of cases is reduced and for states to send the best possible judges to serve on the court. The UK is due to take over the rotating chairmanship of the Council of Europe in November, and the government has identified reform of the court as its key priority." Okay, for more information, go to justice.gov.uk. And any thoughts on this press release here from the Ministry of Justice, or on the wider issue of the European Court, or Britain's relationship with Europe? We'd love to hear from you. stevesradioshow@hotmail.com. Don't forget the old Twitter, twitter.com/EnglishRadio.